On today's show, batteries for electric cars are causing lithium prices to skyrocket. German enthusiasts fall in love with the Ford Mustang, and how China is influencing the way that Cadillac develops new cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 11th of 2016. If you truly want to know what's going on in the automotive industry, you have to look at it on a global basis. We start out today in China, where car sales are coming in stronger than expected, partly due to new government subsidies. Sales were up nearly 7% to about 5.6 million vehicles in the first quarter, easing fears that the market was slowing down. The government offered new subsidies on cars with 1.5-liter engines or smaller. Toyota and Ford posted the biggest gains. Now we slide over to Russia, where the car market has been decimated by a severe economic downturn. For the first quarter, sales only reached 319,000 vehicles, down 17%. But in March, sales only dropped 10%, suggesting the slowdown may be bottoming out. The Russian government has spent nearly $1.5 billion supporting automakers. And now we head over to Germany, where the Ford Mustang is selling like hot pretzels. While sales are small, the Mustang outsold the Porsche 911, Audi TT, Mercedes E-Class Coupe, and Porsche Boxster. As you know, the all-new Mustang was designed with global markets in mind, and even comes with a factory right-hand steering option for the UK, Japan, and other markets. That effort is paying off. Ford sold more than 16,000 Mustangs in Europe since it was introduced last July. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
Supplier companies are the real workhorses of the automotive industry. They generate roughly 70% of all the parts and components that go into cars. And when they play their cards right, they can make a lot of money. Take the case of the Nippon Ceramic Company, which makes ultrasonic sensors for cars, which help in tight parking situations and are also used on autonomous cars. The sensors only cost 92 cents to make, but the Japanese supplier commands nearly half of the market. Its stock prices are up 40% in the last 3 years, and analysts predict it will double its net income in the next 2 years. So when people say the automotive industry is a mature, slow-growth sector, they're missing the hidden gems in the supplier sector. Battery prices for electric vehicles are falling, but demand for lithium is causing prices to skyrocket. Lithium is used for EV and cell phone batteries, and the mining company, Galaxy Resources, says demand will shoot up 64% by 2020. It just reopened a mine in Australia to help boost supplies. The company says it will take 3 to 5 years to catch up with demand. China wants 5 million EVs on its roads by 2020, and that's why lithium prices tripled in 2015 and will continue to grow this year. And boy, I've got to say, we have some eagle-eye viewers out there. We showed you this twisted piece of metal on Friday that was spotted by a viewer in British Columbia, and a number of you correctly guessed it was a late 1950s Vauxhall Cresta. But a special tip of our hat goes to @GregBow on Twitter, who was the first to respond. We'd also like to thank Autoline viewer Irvin for sending us the pictures. And if any of you come across an interesting car or anything related to cars, take a moment to shoot us a picture. Coming up next, a look at how Chinese consumers influenced the development of the new Cadillac XT5. The U.S. is Cadillac's largest and most important market, but it wants to establish itself internationally. And to do that, engineers and designers are adding features that appeal to global customers, especially those in China. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by Paul Spadafora, the chief engineer of the new XT5, and in the following clip, he shares how China influenced the development of the crossover.
We did clinics not only in North America, but in China. So we took into account not only the North America customer and the Chinese customer, and we found something that maybe is not too surprising. Great styling and wins for the vehicle played very well in both regions. But by getting input from both regions, what it allowed us to do is make the vehicle better. And just little things, you know, if you look at the side of the vehicle, we've introduced one of the things we had to make better, obviously, is we wanted to make sure that we won for visibilities. SUVs and visibility, that's an absolute critical feature. The little side window that we have on the side of the vehicle, you can see we've taken the outside rear view mirror and we moved it down on the door. That allowed us to put a window in there. And why that happens is, as we are driving the vehicle in the crowded streets of Shanghai or New York, that added visibility is absolutely paramount to the customer. And so that was part of the Chinese influence and listening to their input to make the vehicle better, not only in China, but in North America.
For more about the development of the new Cadillac XT5, check out that show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's AutoLine Daily. Thanks for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.